Yisrael Hashem, we concluded in the Shulchan Aruch the most common topics that come up in local seafood and that appear in the Shulchan Aruch. There are two more topics that are relevant today, which don't come up in the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll start with. And then we will do the other half of Siman Chof Beis, which are issues that are spoken about a little bit less, but are issues nevertheless that come up in Chazal and discussed in Shulchan Aruch. So the first two topics about what's not discussed in Shulchan Aruch, if we don't have it in front of us, are the following. One is Ashayla Halacha Maisa, that you have to kill yourself for Yichud. If a person is in a matzav of Yichud, and there's no way that he's not going to come to Yichud, so that he's not going to be able to get out of the situation of Yichud. By the way, I'm pretty skeptical that there'll be such a situation like that. And as most of the time, the person will be able to protect himself from not being in the matzav of Yichud. For example, one thing that something to think about is if you're in a situation, there's usually a way to get out, and you don't have to jump out a window if it's on a 10th floor. And even if everything's enclosed, I would argue that if it's a drop ceiling, so if a person climbs into a drop ceiling, so in such a case it would be mutter. According to, we have the case of Rav Amram, the Gemara says that Rav Amram didn't kill himself. What Rav Amram did was he called out, he was mevayesh himself. So even if it will come to busha, nevertheless, the halacha would be that that one should do that, of course, before. The question is a much more conceptual question. Aside from, of course, finding a way out, that one should not, even if one is going to say that Yichud is one part of the big three of Gilui Arayis, Shvichas Damim, and Avodah Zarah, that falls in the category of Gilui Arayis, which we'll see there's a discussion in a moment about, We need to be done on that on this particular question. So when we were by Rebel Pavarsky said as a Dover Pashut, he had a beautiful riot, which I'm going to show you that there are some who strongly disagree. But Rebel Pavarsky had a very strong riot that the whole concept of saying that Yichud falls into the category of Israel of Gilui Arayis is not something that's straightforward at all. And he pointed out that the Gemara source is not allowed. The Gemara source is Ki Yisist Alficha Ben Imecha. So since the Gemara source is Alficha Ben Imecha, so there we don't see that's allowed. And that's brought out even more further, because the Rambam, when he talks about Malkus in the case of Yichud, based on the Gemara in Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, there the whole discussion is only in regards to Makas Mardus. It's not in regards to the Yisr Lav itself. Asher pointed out that the Gra says that the Yisr of Yichud in Sivkatan Hay is a Yisr of an Aseh. It's not an Yisr Lav, which means it doesn't fall into the category of Gilei Arayis. This is what Beryl Pavarsky told us when we were there. He thought it was a Dover Pashut. At the time, we weren't armed in the Melchamta Shel Torah to maybe ask him that there might be other Achronim and Rishonim that might assume otherwise, but this was the approach. And then he brought other examples of where we see that there isn't a full-fledged Yisr of Yisrayu of Arayis. However, I'd like to point out that there are other approaches. First of all, in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, towards the beginning of the Sefer, he quotes Shailos Uchuvos Svarim that say straight out that Yichud is an Abizrayo of Arayos, and you would say Yohareg Va'al Yavor in such a case. Again, it's not clear to me whether we follow that Shita altogether, Lahalacha, but there is such an opinion that says that we say Yohari Galiyava. For example, the Shita of Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Shas Tshuvas took time to das it that way. The Sefer Divrei Sofrim, I'm looking over here for the page where he gives a litany of Shitas that hold that way. It's towards the beginning of the Sefer. Just give me a second. In the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, it's page Tess in Emek Dabar. And the three Shas Tshuvas that he quotes are all not classic poskim that we would refer to that are famous, but he quotes the Shas Tshuva of Shem Aryeh, Rav Shlomo Kluger, who's famous, but we don't always pass him as Rav Shlomo Kluger, in Shas Tshuva's Tumvat Tavadas, as well as Shas Tshuva's Tzur Yaakov, that they all say that there's Yaharik Val Yavar when it comes to Yichud. Rav Nebuchadnezzar told me that, I've heard this a few times from him, every time, he said this on his own volition, but every time I raise particular regards to Yichud, it was twice this month. He spoke about Yichud as being Yaharik Val Yavar. Both times he mentioned it's that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had a suffix. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter had a suffix whether Yichud is Yaharik Val Yavar. So to Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, it's not a Dover Poshut, as I mentioned to him, Rabbi Kovarsky, thought that was a Dover Poshut that wasn't Yaharik Val Yavar because of the Grah, but they said not that way. The above mentioned had a suffix. Where does this suffix come from? Lahura, I was convinced by Rabbi Kovarsky, I was convinced that it's not, after all, the Grah points out to Naseh, it's not Abizrayu of Yilei. So if you take a look, a great summary of it, here we have a contemporary Posek who says the exact opposite of Rabbi Kovarsky with Mikoros. If you take a look in the Sefer Torah HaYichud that was photocopied in front of you, he puts it as a Dover Poshut. On the page before, he takes as a davar pashut that the halacha would be that we say that Yichud is bechlal abizrael ba'arayis. Take a look at Ozayin. You have Ozayin that was photocopied in front of you in the footnotes. He named the emet iser Yichud. He takes as davar pashut abizrael de gilui arayis. What? It's abizrael de gilui arayis. We all know that there's averos that are the actual mice aver itself, and there are many rishonim hold that abizrael. It's very hard to translate that word. But may Abizrai will be an extension. An extension of it is also Osir. So there are many sugyas of what is Abizrai of Avodah Zarah. Also Abizrai of Gilui Arayis. An example of Abizrai of Gilui Arayis, the classic example, could very well be, well, Sukruhu Lugalos Erba. It could very well be that Chibuk Venishuk Ayidei Chiba might also be Yoharek Val Yavor. Because there it's Losikruhu Lugalos Erba. But over here, where Bel Kovarsky argued, is that it's not Losikru Vula Gabo Sarva. Why? Because over here it has nothing to do with Losikru Vula. As the Grud pointed out, based on his mark, he says, Kachicha Veni Mecha. However, here in the Sefer Torah Seyichud, he assumes not that way. Why did he assume not that way? Something unclear over here? Why does he assume not that way? So he continues on and he quotes, a smag in a chinuch. Who befrat l'shitas ha smag. The Isra Yichud Ichlav Alav Lo Sikru V'Legal Serva. So Chaval, we didn't come in Rabosai learned enough to ask on Rivero Kovarsky what would he do with the Chinuch and the Smag. But he was going with the Rambam. And as Rabel didn't make a mistake, but he was building the whole shir of what he was saying based on the Rambam and the Gra and so on. So first of all, my first Ha'ara is that I'm a little bit, there's a beautiful Mahal that the Torah Sei Yichud has over here. I'm a little bit upset that the Torah Sei Yichud that he didn't bring in the other side, not Rebel Kovarsky. I don't expect him to go to Rebel Kovarsky. But what about Asher's Grah? What about the fact that the Rambam doesn't qualify it a lot? So he starts off as if it's a Dover Poshut, that it's Abizrayu of Gilei Arayis, and therefore he takes it as a Dover Poshut, Yarek Bal Yavar. So you see, Mamish Torah's Kipatish, the Torah's if it's potzei selah as a way as selah explodes, you mamish, you see the Talmid Yachamim bang the sugya, and it flies apart in many, many different directions. So here you see the Torah HaYichud as taking a different approach. All you have to do is learn a little, Rabosai, and listen to your Rabbeim, and then you yourself could really, really be Bein Yanin, and you could really be someone who understands. I'll stop and tell you this beautiful story. There is a big Tamachachim, I don't think it's wrong to mention his name, because he mentioned himself publicly. He must be now in his late 70s, early 80s. His name is Reb Shlomo Perl. Reb Shlomo Perl, I knew him from his son. I used to do Hebrew with Russian children with his son. He now is a Rosh Kolo in Flatbush that does Halacha L'maisa. He was 55, his profession was not in Torah. He learned in yeshiva a little bit. He was a public school teacher. And he retired at age 55. Now he must be, glad heart, close to 80. But he retired at age 55, and he said on tape that he looked into the mirror and he saw an overweight Amoritz. I doubt he was really a full Amoritz, but he said he was an overweight Amoritz. Age 55. After a yeshiva, right? He went to yeshiva. He worked as a professional. Age 55. So once upon a time, it was very, very good to work for New York State public school system. Now it's not so good. My father-in-law also retired at age 55. He had lots of time. He had lots of time in his hands. So he made two commitments to himself. Rav Ossa, every single one of them, now that the Gedolim, when we spoke in learning, that already Aaron was mechaving to the Gedolim Torah, and then he hides, and then he runs away, doesn't let me embarrass him. So what happened was, he made a double commitment to himself, and his double commitment was that he was going to run across the world and he was going to get into shape, and I remember him as being a very fit person, so I can't imagine that he was overweight at that time, but that's what he said, that he was going to run, and that he was going to be learn. He said it was already too late, he felt, for him to become a Bucky in Shas. Age 55 is too late. 24 might not be too late, but age 55, that was already too late. So he said he decided that he was going to learn a Tchum of Torah, that he was going to learn a Tchum where he was going to be able to speak with any Rav in the world, that he was going to devote for 3, 4, 5 years to learn that Tchum, and he decided he'll go Shabbos. And eventually what happened was he opened up a kollel for people that were just like in his position, people who were working, and now he's a Rosh Kollel. People come to him, and they listen to shiurim from him in Hilchos Shabbos, and so on. So it's never too late, especially something like a topic like Yichud, which is relatively self-contained. You apply yourself over a period of time, and now he's a Rosh Kollel, and he's a well-known. I don't know if he's the bottom line, that they come to for the bottom line, but people come, and people attend his shiurim. He has many, many cassettes and other shots. I remember when I was doing Hilchos Shabbos, I used to listen to his cassettes. They were very, very good. He also had very good access to Rav David Feinstein, so the Messiah from Rav Moshe Feinstein, etc., etc. The point is that even at that age, you could jump in. So here we ourselves, we find ourselves jumping in. That Manish, where Rav Pavarsky said, Lachur is a big machlokas. But the Taras HaYichud, he said the other way, is also a big machlokas. That's our Ha'ara of just, you know, you go to your Rabbeim and you listen to your Rabbeim and you read a little Sfarim, so then you yourself could be Mosif to the Olamat Torah. That's what they point out in the Taras HaYichud. So he has the following Heter. So he wants to know, so that every time you have a state of Yichud, so then in such a case you have a Shailah of Yohare Val Yavar. So how could someone never put himself in a matzah of yichud, even in the case of pikuach nefesh? The doctor, Rav Moshe Fein, says it true. We didn't mention, Rav Moshe Fein says it true, but says that it could very well be for a doctor. There's a heter in those tshuva and samachay, the tshuva that we've always made reference to, so he says there, for a doctor, it could be that it's permissible, because even yichud, if he knows it's not chas v'chalila any shash avera, because lo marim nasa, it could very well be that if he does something inappropriate, he'll end up hurting his parnasa. That's an important heter that Rav Moshe has. But what happens if you don't have that heter? What about stam? Here, the case that Taras HaYichud is discussing is what happens if he's driving an ambulance and there's a woman who's in the state of pikuach nefesh, and the mamash in a situation of yichud. So Taras HaYichud introduces the following idea. It says, even if it's Yaharek Val Yavar in Achain, over there he continues, Achain, on page Reish Yudal, second paragraph, B'chola she'ein kavanosim l'gufa aveira, zinu shenitza b'pnei pikuach nefesh. Now he goes the whole time, and he says it's Yaharek Val Yavar. But he says that there are times that there's a heter, even by Yaharek Val Yavar, for pikuach nefesh. Why? She'etiruit b'im Baila Rofe, Lamashish Latadopek Ishnonida. We have in Yoredea the heter for a husband to check his wife's pulse, even if she's in Nida. And the Arach HaShulchan explains, the Rav Hussein Baal HaShulchan of Tavai Sarvi Demokim Sakonim Mutter, both of them hold that's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? So here he quotes a Ratvaz, the Taimo Shel Dover, 8 lines before the Banim, the Afal Gad, the Soperk Samara, Osru Chachom Bicholmi Kurva, he says the following. He says, in a situation where a person doesn't get any hana out of the kirva, the Ratvaz is mechadesh, that you no longer have yaharei val yavar. So, if a man is checking his wife's pulse when she's a nida, he's not doing it for any hana, and then you no longer have yaharei val yavar. You no longer have yaharei val yavar. Without saying it's mutter, but the makom pikuach nefesh, it's mutter, because the only yitzur of yaharei val yavar is when he's getting hana. If he's not getting any hana, so then it's permissible. Hence, the only time, even the machmirim, who, l'chura, we have kashas against the machmirim, even the machmirim will be modeh, says the Taras HaYichud, who's one of the machmirim here, at the first step he's a machmir, says, to davar pashutim et yari bal yavar. Nevertheless, if there's no hanah that's involved, then you don't say yari bal yavar. It's not that it's mutter. It's just that you don't say yari bal yavar, and therefore, the makom chali will be permissible. For Asher and Ezra and Mirtz Hashem becoming doctors, this is a very, very important ma'ara makom. Of course, every professional always has to make a cheshbon nefesh in terms of his own Yerushamayim. That applies to everybody, whether you're going to become a doctor or not. You always have to make that cheshbon. But this is an important ma'ara makom, this Radvaz. So what emerges is there are two steps. Number one, we have Machlokes HaPoskim, whether, and Rav Nemtzal was not Machriya. He thought there was a legitimate side, that you would say Yahari Bal Yavar. So Rebel Pogarsky said no. And if you had asked me, the Katonte, I'm not going to take sides anymore now that it's such a big machlokas. But if you'd asked me from the simple meaning of the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and the Gemara, it all seems that it would not qualify as a Israel Gilearis like Rebel Pogarsky taught us. On the other hand, there is a Finokan Smag that seems to say that. But nevertheless, even if you're going to say Yahari Bal Yavar, that Yahari Bal Yavar always applies, only applies if he's getting hanah. Hence, I would suggest that even in a case where it's impossible for a person to get out of the matzah of Yichud, it would still be prohibited for him to jump out the window if he would not be getting any hanah. For sure, he has to leave. But he would not jump out the window in such a case to kill himself, as if he's not going to have hanah. In other words, if the person's going to sit and learn Mishnayos and not going to have the hanah that he's miyachid with a woman, so then in such a case, still, according to the Taras HaYichud, you wouldn't say Yahari Bal Yavar. The only time you would say Yahari Bal Yavar is in such an instance. Yes? Oh, so that would be an issue. That would be an issue. It makes it much more complicated. Now we're doing Hilchos Yichud, and we're saying that if he's not going to have any hanah, but if in such a case, then there are Yehurim and so on, it becomes a separate cheshbon that we're not discussing. Yes, Shlomo. We're going to miss Shlomo very, very much. Shem only see after the Shemayim. Amen. Thank you very, very much. Yeah, go ahead. In a case of where there's no way to get out, because
otherwise he should be able to, if he
leaves, right. This whole situation you're pointing out beautifully is I find it very, very hard. Okay, let me pull out the card that I didn't say how publicly I was misubik with it. There is a legend that there was a yeshiva bachur that committed suicide, that jumped out a window because he felt that he was in a situation where he was mamish in a state of yichud, and there was no other way except the only way out was out the window in a high building. So I find the story very, very hard to believe, okay? And even if the story is true, I find it very, very difficult to know why he wasn't in violation of the chayv and v'loshi yomuspen. So Shlomo points out the first step is that almost always you can get out of the state of yichud, whether it is to call somebody, like we have the case by Rabbanim, or he could climb up if it's a drop ceiling. I think if he would climb up into the ceiling, it could very well be that in such a case, then he wouldn't be over the Yisra of Yichud. Shlomo's pointing out it's command impossible. And then I'm arguing, bottom line, if you go with the Taras HaYichud's cheshbon of the Radvaz, so then in such a case also he would not be in violation of yichud if he's not mechamin kahana. So chura, that's another reason that Yahari Valyava practically wouldn't apply, and it's only a conceptual question. I wonder if that was why Rabbeinu Kavarsky went out of his way to choose that topic when he spoke to us on the evening of. Yes, Adam.
When it comes to the gear, I can understand how mechamin kahana makes sense.
Right.
Yichud has nothing to do with the mechamin kahana. It's a hashem. It might happen.
I think the answer is the following, that the chash doesn't apply, that this rayu doesn't apply, just as a kalachomer. If by the gi is going to be mutter in such a case, so certainly he would have not. I understand, but the whole issue is shadavar zeh goren legalo service. If you can say it's a lo sikrivu, it's not being over lo sikrivu. In other words, you just move it over, you're back, there's even less of a reason. Your svara is just buttress as the kuva. In other words, if the whole Israel is not Israel of Arayas, it's not Israel to me, so then in such a case, then it would help. You're right. If you hold, just to add a footnote, Adam is saying, if you hold that Yichud is an Israel to me and of Israel of Arayas, then maybe his svara doesn't apply. That's true. That would be true. But then that's a question. Would it be called Abisrael Gilai Rais if you hold it in Yisra'at Sni? That's also a question. The second topic that doesn't come up in Shulchan Aruch that was also subject to controversy when we consulted Rabbanim is a different topic, and that is Chatzi Shir, whether there is a prohibition of Chatzi Shir of Yichud. Do you say that even if a person is going to be in a situation for a short period of time, does that qualify as Yichud? So before we go on, I need to qualify. There could be someone who can misunderstand what we're about to say and infer something that would be awfully incorrect. And that is, the discussion that we're having now about Chatzi Shir is not the classic way our Yetzirah tricks us. The classic way our Yetzirah tricks us is he says, you'll do this, it won't be us, sir. You won't actually come to the Yisr, and don't worry. We're not talking about now the following question, that a man is alone in a room with a woman for two minutes, and he says it's okay. The Shir Yichud, there's a discussion of how long the Shir Yichud is. Some, the different Sofim quotes, some who say 3.5 minutes, some 5 minutes. I know that there's people who hold a little longer. Either way, he says to himself, I'll only be alone for 2 minutes, hence it's a Chatzi Shir, and I know that Chatzi Shir by Yichud is Mutter. So that's not what we're talking about. And it says with Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who's a Matir in such a case, he says that no, we're not talking about a case where a person says to himself, I'm going to be alone only for 2 minutes. That, you don't, Lekulei Alma, you're not going to have the Heter Chatzi Shir when he says that he's going to leave. The discussion that exists in the poskim is what happens if they're in a situation where this, not that he says, I'm going to leave, but where the matzav itself is a matzav where the circumstance, they'll only be alone for 2 minutes. What's the example of that? An elevator. So you have to know, Rabbosai, that in this beautiful sefer that we've quoted a lot, Dvar Halacha, the haskama that Rav Shlomo Zalman gives to his brother-in-law, Rav Avram Horovitz, next to it, he has a page. In other words, it's in the Haskamas. On the page it says Haskamas Rabboseinu. So there you have Haskamas from all the big names of that generation. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman is the last. And he gives Haskama, and attached to it, he says, I'm going to write you a few lines. In there, Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes the following. Let me first quote to you the part that I said that's Vaday Yosef. If it's possible to be in that state, so then in such a case, every second is an Isser of Yichud. So you can't say, oh, I'm only going to be there for 2 minutes. That is Yichud Daraisa. However, he says, going back up a line, he says that even though the Ma'aril Diskin discusses whether in theory there's an ideal Chatzi Shir, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if they're there for less than the Shir of Tumah, Lav yichud uklal. It's not yichud at all. And here he uses an expression which is very sharp. Upashutu kibei asa bikutzla. Chazal talk about that whenever a posik uses the expression of pashut kibei asa bikutzla, it's an expression from the Gemara in Chulin, where the Gemara in Chulin says that a shaila that's pashut, it's not a shaila, is like asking if you could eat an egg with a milchig dish. So Shlomo Zalman says it's like an egg with a milchig dish. Everybody knows that there isn't any yisur. He says that's a dover pashut, that being in an elevator in such a case, there is no problem of patsy shear. There's no problem of patsy shear. Of course, we're talking about an elevator where it's likely that it's going to work, as we're going to bring up in a moment. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman says there isn't a sort of patsy shear. The Maril Diskin is quoted by Poskim as being choshesh, disagreeing, as being choshesh for the fact that there is even an iser of patsy shear as well. For yichud, not only when I'm going to walk out, but even when the situation itself will not be yichud in 2 minutes, nevertheless, that's still going to be usur. Our Mesaira is, in such a case, it's going to be mutter. When Rav Steinman raised it on his own, he came out, raised it on his own, and we asked him about it. So he introduced something that I don't understand. Rav Steinman said that in such a case, it could very well be that there's a shash of lo sikruhu, even if there isn't going to be its man, a shir bia, but what about the shir of chibud benishu, which is a big chiddush, which we don't understand, because at the end of the day, Chazal only prohibited yichud, the iser yichud was a zera of atu bia, was not chibud benishu. Hence, the Mem Tzal told us that Rav Shlomo Zalman did not have that concern, and he went a step further. Rav Steinman also suggested another pshash. He suggested that it could very well be that the elevator will get stuck, and in that way he didn't want to be the cholik on Rav Shlomo Zalman. He suggested two possibilities, and then Rav Nemtzal said as well that Rav Shlomo Zalman was not worried about the fear of the elevator getting stuck. Okay, so these are the two topics that don't appear in Shulchan Aruch but are very, very common today that we need to discuss. Let's go on, Be'ez Hashem, in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's pick up and see Zayin that we didn't get to beforehand. Says the Mechaber, Afilu she'ish asako im melachto im hanashim. A man whose job, here the Lashon of the Mechaber is even. We'll see in a moment why he uses the word even. Even a man whose job is to be with women, asalo lisyachud im hanashim. Still prohibited for him to be alone with women. Keisa yase, what should he do? Yisasek imam v'ishto ima o yifna l'slach acheres. A man whose job, and we're going to see in a moment what does that mean, a man who is devoted to being with women, so then in such a case, there is a prohibition of him being with many women. So that means, what would an example be? Someone whose job relates to a feminine field. It could be in Yirei Shemayim. Let's say he works in perfumes, right? So that would be a job that's asabu im hanashim. So Rabosai, it's prohibited for him to be alone with women. Now here we need to add something that's very, very important in La'alacha. And what we need to add is the following. That when do we say that there's going to be a prohibition to be with women, plural? Normally we say that we paskin, that it's prohibited to be with two women, right? But with three women, we paskin la'alacha, it is permissible normally, right? However, over here, take a look at the Chalkas Mechoket. Says the Chalkas Mechoket, that afdi shechad im gimel noshim shi, he says, according to the position of Rashi, halfway through the Chalkas Mechoket, a man who's normally, along with three women, is permissible. Basavu im anashim asur. Why? Lefi shelivan gasbo. Because their heart is gasbo. The Talmidim said very, very well why the Chelkas Mechokek speaks about their heart being gas with him. In other words, they are going to protect the man. If he's mezana with one of the women, even Bameh and Yavin, even Rashi, also normally, you're not mezana with many women, and that's why with three is normally permissible. Over here, because he's so friendly with these women, so then in such a case, friendly. So then, in such a case, the halacha is kulam mechapos alav, and it's also to be along with many women. Comes out a very important chumrah. And a chumrah, I don't mean a new fad chumrah. I'm talking about something that comes out according to the Gemara and all the poskim. A man whose job qualifies as im hanashim, the halacha will be is that it's prohibited for him to be alone. It's prohibited for him to be alone with many women. The only heter that he has is to have someone, a man. First of all, the main heter is he's got to leave the door open. That's the heter. If he has another man who doesn't work, his iskal is not with the nashim. Yesh lodon, whether it would be permissible if iskal is with the nashim. But then the svar of kulam chapusav will apply aleihem, will apply to both of them. So then, in such a case, if he has customers that are not iskalim and nashim, so then in such a case maybe it's permissible. But otherwise, it'll be prohibited. So this comes to, and not only he won't even have that third three women, even four women as well would be prohibited. Rabosa, I do have one kula to share with you. Lania Zaiti, but I'm a nobody. So, I need other rabbanim to be mistaris with this ha'ara, but I think it is a valid ha'ara. I didn't see anybody say against it, and I think it's an important thing to keep in mind. When we talk about asafav im hanashim, Rashi, as we know, uses every word precisely. Rashi seems to be a little bit repetitious. Rashi, if you take a look on Pei Beis Amid Aleph, describes kol she'asafav im hanashim shemalachto umnaso nasas l'nashim, that his profession is for women, and or is done for women, and then Rashi adds, "V'hanoshim srichos lo," and the women need him. It seems to me that Rashi is emphasizing that the chash is that women aren't going to be mechapes ala gever; they're going to be mechapes on the man. They're going to protect him, and therefore, even three women is prohibited. We're talking about a case where they're nashim hatzrichos lo. They're nashim that need him. So, I always wondered what happens if, here's my chidush I'd like to advance, throw out to the Olam HaTorah to get some feedback. What would happen if you have, this happened, we encountered this phenomenon in Hass a lot. The fields of the therapy, speech therapy and occupational therapy, are dominated by women. I won't get in trouble like the president of Harvard talking about the fields that are dominated by men and dominated by women, but there are certain fields, that's all I'll say, there are certain fields that are dominated by men, the quote-unquote hard sciences, and then there are certain fields that are dominated by women. Now, I always wondered, so in such a case, if you have a man who works, he's also a speech therapist, it's okay for a man to have that job. It's not as common, but it's a great job for a man to have as well. So in such a case, does he qualify as a sukkavim nashim? In other words, most of the day, you have a client, you have, let's say we're talking about a large therapy place. They have five, 10 clients that come in a day, and they have just as many therapists. He works with 15, it could very well be he works with 15 therapists, 14 of them are women. So that lechura should qualify as a sukkah b'manashim. I'd like to suggest, or sometimes it happens in accounting firm or a law firm, that happens to be you're in a branch, that the majority of what's called the colleagues are women. So in such a case, he's interacting with women 90% of the time. Would that qualify as a sukkah b'manashim? So before I answer that question, I need to add that any time a person works with women, he always has to work on his Yerushalayim. That's a double question. So now we're asking in Hilchos Yichud. So in such a case, I'd like to possibly suggest, again, this is the halacha of Eloi Lamaisa, needs concurrence from people that are greater. And in such a case, it can very well be that does not qualify as Sakavim HaNoshim. A Sakavim HaNoshim means particularly that the clients, Noshim Tzrichos Lo, that the clients need him. Now, it could very well be that if for some reason all the other therapists need him, so maybe that also is Noshim Tzrichos Lo. But it sounds like from Rashi was talking about is that he offers a certain service. He's selling perfume. He's doing some type of job that relates to, particularly that women are always coming to be the clients. So then in such a case, in such an instance, then it could very well be that even three nashim are not going to be mutter. But if it's his colleagues, so then one could argue that the halacha is going to be different. Yes? Yes.
The boss of all
this
women. They're not really
tarot,
they're not
his clients. That's why I added that if it's a I'm not sure that you could evoke the heter that I'm saying in a case in which for whatever reason, these 14 women therapists need the help of this man. In such a case, I mentioned that could very well be that the heter will not be evoked. Yes?
Well, I mean, once a person is considered a sukkah b'manashim, does that apply anywhere he goes?
No.
So only in his setting.
As far as I know, it's only in the setting.
So it's not like a.
As far as I know.
But if we define sukkah b'manashim as parutz, like the Ritva, then wouldn't
yes,
that?
Yes, nachum. According to the Ritva, if you say that sukkah b'manashim, it's an open question. Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem clear to me that such a person would have to be mafmer in other circumstances. But 100%, it's a fair nafgamina within the Ritva. It's not barur to me that everybody goes so far as the Ritva, but I am tzarkim. My gut tells me the Shulchan Aruch, but I'm not willing to put myself out so far because I haven't spent enough time thinking about it. But l'chura, most, you don't get that sense when you look at the Shulchan Aruch, that most say that the mamish turns into a part like the Ritva, but once the Ritva says it, so then that becomes very, very big. In Siv Yud, we have a cloud, which doesn't come up too often, but we'll just construct it so that we should know. And that is, the Gemara tells us on Pe'alef on the Beis that Yichud does not apply with a woman who's alone with another woman. Normally that's still Yichud, a man with two women, where the women hate each other, don't get along with each other. Chazal had a tradition that there are certain women that don't get along with each other. Says the Mechaber in Sif Yud, Mutar l'syachid in shtei yivamos. Two yivamos, Rashi there explains on Peyal on the base the phenomenon of two yivamos. Rashi explains nishei shnei achin shasono zuazu kishtei tzaros. There are two here. Two yivamos just mean two sister-in-laws, because the two sister-in-laws are afraid that if the brother is going to die, so then they'll end up being married to the same man when the living brother does yibum. And that, in other words, the yibama could become what's called the Gemara Yibamos, a tsara. Two women who are married to the same man are referred to as tsara. So mutu l'siach in shtei yibamos or shtei tsaras. Why? Because they hate each other. In shtei ohim misha v'chamas, or a woman and her mother-in-law. So let me give you a practical example where that comes up. For me to be, it could very well be that there is not an Isser Yichud for me to be alone with my sister-in-law when I'm in my mother's house. When I'm in my mother's house, so then in such a case, then there isn't an Isser. Why? Because my sister-in-law is around my mother-in-law. Hence, they're by definition considered sonos, and halacha would be that it would be permissible. Oh, Mishu Gaz Baila, etc., etc. There are many other examples in Shulchan Aruch, but I gave you the one that's most relevant. Now, at first glance, when I read this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, I asked the question, and that is, at the end of the day, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that not only these types of cases were not choshesh for you, but Rav Moshe says in Simin Samachay, Rav Moshe says that if a man is in a situation where he's with any other woman that he knows he's not going to be mezana with, so then in such a case, then not only is it mutter to be with that woman, so what's an example of that? A man is alone with his mother, so then in such a case, that for sure the Gemara tells us is permissible, but any other woman is also permissible to be alone with them. That's where Moshe Shita. So first of all, that's just another corollary to this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Not only in a case of where the two women hate each other, but any time, Ramesh's Mechadesh, any time that the woman, he's not going to be mezana with one of the women, is permissible to be alone with any other woman as well. So I was always bothered, I realize it's not a question at all, but if it bothered me, maybe it bothers you. Shulchan Aruch only gives this example. If Ramesh was right, why didn't the Shulchan Aruch give the bigger chiddush? not only in the case of where the women hate each other, but the Shulchan Aruch should have given even much more heter. Ramesha says any time you're alone with one woman that you're not going to be mezana with, that's permissible to be with the other woman. And then Ramesha in Siman Samech Gimel concludes without explaining himself at all. Ramesha says that if a daughter is alone with her mother, let's say your person, this is a common case, where someone is dating. He's bringing the girl home, and that's clearly going to be evil if he'd be alone with the girl. However, her mother is home. So Ramesha has a tremendous heter, which he says is a davar pashut, which we mentioned already in the past. In such a case, yichud is not going to be a problem either, because the girl will not be mezana when her mother is around, or vice versa. The mother will not be mezana when her daughter is around. That's Ramesha's big heter. And I was always bothered, why don't we have these cases in Shulchan Aruch? So first of all, the first heter, Ramesha, when the man has a relative, then there isn't an Isser. So then the reason why it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch is because the case in Shulchan Aruch is a fundamentally different type of case. The case in Shulchan Aruch is where the women hate each other, that where potentially there's an Isser Yichud with both of them. For example, two Yevamos, there's an Isser Yichud with both of them. Not the tzir that I give with my mother and my sister-in-law, but in the case of two Yevamos, there, the two women could be usher to the man. But since both women are not going to be mezana, hence the halacha is that's going to be permissible. Ramesha is just extending the rule of ishto misham raso. Ramesha is just extending the rule that just like a man will not be mezana when his wife is around, so he says the same applies, he's mishaher, that the same applies with another relative as well. Not just like one's wife, but even one's daughter and one's mother, and so on. Sarach Iyun Katan, I just leave off with one Sarach Iyun Ramesha, but what happens in the case of where you have two women, that Ramesha is Bechadish, that one of them won't be Mizana, like a mother and a daughter, and therefore Ramesha seems to say when you're taking a girl home, so in such a case it will be permissible, that Ramesha is right, and he says it's over Pashut, why did the Mechaber not throw that in as well? You know, there's a much bigger Chiddush. Not only to Yevamos, not even the Nashim Shesonos, which we have in the Gemara, but one, if Ramesha is consistent with the Daksa Mechaber, so then in such a case, why would he not say, in regards to the Mechaber, not spell out the case of where one of the women is not going to be Mizana because they're not going to be Mizana in front of each other. One would have expected that to be brought down in Shulchan Aruch. At the end of the day, if my question is only the Hanukkah Torah Adira, if Ramesha finds the Yizmatir, and a person makes a Cheshbon HaNefesh, that there is no Chisaron in terms of his Avodas Hashem, so then in such a case, one could rely on Ramesha, even though, as I've mentioned to you already in the past, Ramesha's Chiddush, I didn't think was Mukhrot, particularly the second one, in regards to a mother and a daughter, is not so Mukhrot in the Shulchan Aruch itself, from what I see. Ramesha says that Dara Pashut, and Lechura, one could rely on this Tshuva Ramesha. Who great Yeshua?
Isn't the whole idea that one goes inside because the other one won't be inside? Isn't that more under the issue which might come down under this rule of Sonos?
Maybe.
Because rule of Sonos is more of one's going to be God and so.
Okay. In other words, if you understand Ishta Mishar Raso is that the woman, the wife guards that the wife is not going to be Mizana. That's what you need to say, that the wife is not going to be Mizana, hence she guards. You could understand Ishto Misham Raso, it's not that the wife is not going to be Mizana. Ishto Misham Raso just makes it that he's not going to be Mizana with the other women. Because Ishto is there.
So her husband won't be?
Her husband's not going to be Mizana. So I'm not, that might depend on how you look at Ishto Misham Raso. It could be. My main thrust of what I'm pointing out is that in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have both of Ramosha's Kiddushim. You could say the second one is being closer to Ishto Misham Raso, but in the other case, where it's that one woman is guarding the other, it's not poshut to me that that's the case of Ishto Misham Raso. Now, a very important topic, the Mechaber continues with the Siv Yud. The Mechaber says, who breaks Yichud? The chain im isha sheshima tinokas katana, a child who is not, on the one hand, she's not herself. This is the best shomeret for Yichud possible. Like the answer to a trivia question. How do you have someone who breaks Yichud, but is not subject to Yichud? So the best is a girl who has already reached the age sheyodas tambiya, ve'eino moser es atzma leviya. So here there's a discussion exactly what the hagdara is. Most poskim say it's a child that already is uncomfortable, which children reach at a relatively young age. A child who's uncomfortable to when they're undressed. So it could very well be already from the age of 6 or 7 that a young girl already reaches that point. So in such a case, she is a shomeres, and you're not over the Yisra of Yichud with her. So if you have a girl between the age of 6, let's say, and 11, let's say, I'm not saying this halacha l'maisa, l'maisa l'maisa, but it would seem, the standard that it goes to about that age, so then in such a case, such a girl would not be subject to the crow, and she could guard for Yichud. So if you're in a position where it does have to be Ramosha's head, where it's the daughter of a woman, but any time there's a girl around who's between the age of 6 and 11, that's this cloud of Tanashi, Adas, Tambiya, Ve'evamos, Erasaksan, Biya. So then in such a case, then she serves as a good Shomeres, the Fishi, Megal. So that's a good idea to have, that sometimes that could often be Matzil, Yichud situation, a girl that age. Presumably, a boy also that age as well will apply. A boy who's Bechura, again, the upper age, I don't want to take sides in, I need to ask someone bigger than me, but a boy who's already that age that he's Mabai, he has a certain sexual sensitivity, but he himself would not, and hasn't reached the Yetzirah of Tashmish, so in such a case, he would also serve as a Shomer. Yes, I think. Okay. Yeah, the svar of the Pesachei Tshuva is that once a girl reaches the age of 9, in such a case, she already can, in theory, if they have children in such a case, then will be usher. I'm lishikasi to the topic that we're about, lishikas rabbeinu, the topic we're about to get to, which you yourself asked me the question, where Nemtzal seemed to push to 10 to 11, so which we're about to get to in a moment. Ve'echanami, maybe the Pesachei Tshuva Hagdar does apply, but in a very similar instance, as you'll see in a moment, Rav Nevinzal told me up until 10 or 11. In Siv Yud Aleph, we now have another very, very important rule. And this comes up all the time when you're babysitting for, let's take a case where you're babysitting for a niece or your, or it doesn't even have to be a family member. We'll discuss both family members and non-family members. And Chava writes, Tinokas, she tchusa mi bas shalosh, v'tinok, Papos Nibentefs. Now the reason why there's a difference between a girl, which starts from the heter is only up until the age of 3, and a boy is the age of 9, is because in theory a child, a girl at the age of 3 already could do Maisa Bia. A boy requires the age of 9. Mutal is Yachin Man, Shiloh Gazrael Al Yichud Isharuya Bia, the Isharuya Bia. So from the age of 3 and up, there's already a shayla of yichud. There's already a shayla of yichud. In such a case, a shayla of yichud. So what you need to do is then construct a situation where the girl is going to able to be, or someone else will be able to be a shomeres. Where someone else, or a shomer. In such a case, then it would be permissible. So let's talk practically. Someone is babysitting, and there is already a girl. There is a girl who's above the age of 3. So then, by definition, the man with the girl would qualify already as Mr. Yichud. However, if you have a boy there, so then it's already two men. If it's not at night, so then in such a case, it will be permissible. If there are two girls there, Chura is still a shayla. It would be one man with two women. However, if the girl, once we have the Shulchan Aruch above, that says that she's not Moseres Atzma Lebiya, so then in such a case she could serve as a Shomeres, so then in such a case, Allah is that's going to be permissible. The Chalkas Machokit says that even though she herself is not Moseres Atzma Lebiya, with one person, we're Choshesh, with one person with choshesh for some type of pitui or even some type of statutory rape. That will answer some of the questions that's on your mind. Why is it that with one person you're choshesh, but with two people she serves as a shomer, as I'm even young? Okay. I just want to point out that Rav Nemetzal did tell me the following hetter. This came up when we did this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It was something that Ezra had once asked me before, that's nogeya, very much nogeya, even though it's not so much halachas yichud, but let's bring it in right now. And that is, the question is, that if you read this Shulchan Aruch, you would come away with the impression that in such an instance, then it would be prohibited to then touch a girl when, let's say a niece, it would be prohibited to touch a niece even from the age of 3 and up. So I asked Rav Nemetzal that he had told me that it's permissible for an uncle to play with his niece up until she reaches the age of 10 and 11. If it's clear that he is not being done in a way that's prohibited in many, many ways, al-Abi Alafa and al-Abi Yashir Sa'adam. So then in such a case it would be permissible. So then what's the difference between al-Fasifut? So he said, the Ikar, she's not an erva, a niece. It's not an erva. Man is allowed to marry. Then what happens every once in a while? You have here in Israel, you have us people who their aunts are younger than them. So an aunt would be a different story. But a niece, so then in such a case, even though yichud would be prohibited with her because of the gzeira of yichud with the pnuya, nevertheless, negia, which is not objectively usher, which is not an erva mamish, so then in such a case, one would be allowed to play with one's niece, and that would apply to most girls. I know that there are many rabbeim who speak to their talmidim. I think it's correct, objectively, that here in Eretz Yisrael is a much greater sensitivity than in Western cultures. It could be different cultures are different. There does even young girls today, particularly here in Israel, it's a little bit muzar to even. To touch them even in an entirely innocent way, to play with them and so on, when they reach a certain age, even if they're under an age of puberty or maturity, manage. So here you should know that even though Meikra didn't, the reason why I'm emphasizing it, as I said, that for Nemtzal Beferish, when it comes to someone who technically the person who tests, she hasn't reached the age of Nida Bechule, in such case would be Mutter, you should know socially, I know there were Rabbeim that felt very, very strongly that needed to be emphasized, that in our culture, even if the girl is only 6 or 7 years old, it's not common for men to play with them in a way that's entirely mutter. But the Ikar Dedina with one's niece and so on, that would be Ikar Dedina is the mutter. Very much a social thing. I grew up myself. I grew up in a way that, you know, when girls were young, 7, 8 years old, it wasn't nothing wrong or uncomfortable about it. But you should know culturally here. Sometimes a little different.
Yes, and does that have to adopt because there's somebody's niece, or let's say you have absolutely no relationship?
So the halacha of loyla ma'isa, the way Rav Nemetzal presented it, would apply in all cases, but that's why I emphasize the cultural. What should be done halacha ma'isa? I don't. I was megala both studying. Okay. Yes.
If you're babysitting and the girl was old enough to know Tamdiyah, but she would know herself. So you said if you had another girl that was older, so that
then she shows
you. What if you had another girl very age also?
Both of them.
The other girl wasn't a gadol.
So I think then also. In other words, that's why, because they serve as a shomeres, even though we're choshesh with one of them, that he'll come to Peter. That's why he's answering, because of Peter. I tried to answer Bedar from Misa. Okay. Let's continue on. Rabbo said there are a couple of other topics that we didn't get to. Androgynous, Bezer Hashem, is not related to Halacha. Yudimel is also not related to Halacha. Yudalit is related to Halacha, that people have to be careful when they walk down the street. Once upon a time, the way they raped it is they used to grab the child, the woman would run after the child, and then the man would be attacked. Nebuchlo Aleinu, unfortunately, even children are attacked today in this way. So, of course, one needs to go with the Zahirus. In Halacha Tezvah, I'd rather not discuss them now. Halacha Tezvah, the Mechaber says, Ein memanin afilu adam ne'ma b'kosher li'o shomer b'chotzer, sheish bo noshim. This is a fascinating halacha. Halacha says that a man is not allowed to serve as a guard for a place which has many, many women, even though Noshim Harbe is going to be permissible. Nevertheless, the halacha is that a man is not supposed to guard in such a case. Why? Because the famous clause, Afal pi shome b'chutz, even if he stands outside, because Ein apetrophis la'rayis. Ein apetrophis la'rayis. Which brings up a very, very fascinating question today. And that is, both Beis Yaakov's here in Eretz Yisrael, most girls' schools today do have a guard that guards the school. In America, you shouldn't need it. It's not as common. Beis Hashem, one day we won't need it here in Israel. But unfortunately, because there were terror attacks that had taken place in schools, Hashem Yirachim, so therefore there are guards that are watching. So it could very well be Kuach Nefesh Es Moter. Then you have to go back to the beginning part of the Shira, when we say Ab Yisrael, etc., could be that this is there. It doesn't apply. You have to plug in all those things above. But what about in general? If there's a shomer, it's not a case of pikuach nefesh. So, Rabosa, I want to give you a maror makom. The Sefer Divrei Sofer on page Kuf Lametes, Kuf Men, and Kuf Memalev gives us the basic discussion. And that is, he raises the following question. He raises, why exactly is it prohibited? So he writes in Sif Katan Kuf Mem Gimel. This is on page Kuf Mem. Divrei Sofrim writes, B'shem Abach. What's the reason that's Osir? What's Abach say? He says, Ein Lesar Ela Ba'ofen She'osir B'yichud Ba'alma. The whole shash over here that Chazal made is that when it comes to the apetrophis, they're going to come to a state of Yichud, which is Osir. And once they're going to come to a state of Yichud, which is Osir, they might come with Dei Avera. As the Sefer Dvar Halacha, the quote in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, the cost of the Sefer Dvar Halacha, the Lefizeh Lechora Hachinami, Ma Choshesh Ushemi Yechanes Lefnim, Hu Barak Ba'ofek Sheish Lochus Huzem Gidr Isa Yichud, Ve'im Kein Efshar Shalo Asru, Ela Kisha Shomer B'toch HaChatzer. The Bekai Gamne Yishlam Ad Choshev Kecheder Echad. The Sefer Dvar Halacha has a brilliant header. He says that Chazal only prohibited this when there was an Isser Yichud Ba'alma. However, if there's no Isser Yichud, so then in such a case, Chazal never created the Isser. You know what this is reminiscent of? What's reminiscent of is the idea of Pnimi and Chitza. That we had a state of Yichud by Pnimi and Chitza, even though it wasn't Mamish Yichud. So Chazal said, a guard in a building where there's Noshim Harbe and there aren't many Anoshim, it's an interesting question how many Anoshim would apply, would break it, but there aren't a lot of Anoshim, so then if they're in the school property, so then in such a case as an Isser Yichud, says it's Bar Halacha, but if the Shomer is outside, so then he's not even in the property at all, so then in such a case, then it's going to be Mutter. But if you take a look, the difference yes. Points out that if you take a look at both the Chelkas Mechoke and the Beis Shmuel, so there it seems that in such a case, it's black on white Osir. He points out, if you take a look at the Chelkas Mechoke Sivkot in Yuzayin, he says, Dahu Shomer Bikfius Afilu Omeb Bechutz Osir, the Lo Dami Chubamazeshu Apotropis. Now, by the way, over there he was talking about an Apotropis, which we're going to get to in later on about apotropis on the house. But over here, the Chelkas Mechoket is applying it not only to someone who's in charge of the house, but even someone who's the guard. Since we invoked the rule in apotropis arayis, he says that if someone is outside as well, it's worse than the case of asapul manoshim, and therefore the halacha would be it's osur. So the Chura, that's what would emerge. However, at the end of the day, the Divrei Sofrim concludes with the following line. and this will be helpful, the halacha, in terms of having a guard. Lufiz and Yerach Kosher, the low Kosher of Lashem Yikanes, El Ba'apitropis, Shuhumemuna Al Inyanehen. He claims, and the Sefer Divrei Sofrim says, it only applies to a guard that's an apitropus of what's going on in the school as well. His role is not only to guard for security, but his goal is also, his role is also to be an apitropus in the house. Avalimu kavua sham lishmar nitzei hechatzer, ein shum shashi kanes, and even if he's there to protect from gazlan and shar kesanos, so then in such a case he claims it's mutter. In other words, he rejects the heter of the Dibra Bar Halacha, who says that when it comes to a shomer b'chutz, as long as b'chutz is mutter, says, no, that's not true. We see from the Chalkas Mechot, even though the Bach seems to say it, the Chalkas Mechot and Reshmo both reject it. However, he says that this heter that we're talking, this Isser, let's start, with the Isser of shomer b'chatzer, is not talking about a shomer b'chatzer today that's called a security guard. A security guard, if his job is only, it really depends on the security job, the security guard. Our friend Iran, I don't know, sometimes the cook takes his job and he watches for him. And Iran does a little bit of the cooking and he brings us coffee and so on and so forth. So such a good security guard, Bechura in such a case, then it'll be a chumra if he'd be guarding women. Because there he's mamish, he's asoko with the chevra. However, if we're talking about a guard, and that's Taka, if you take a look at most girls' schools, that's the guard's job. He's only hired there. He knows nothing what's going on at school. You tell him the name of the principal, he doesn't even know who the principal is. So then in such a case, then the halacha would be that such a guard would not be subject to that prohibition, and that presumably is the heter today that we have for a guard, because he's not there, there's no shash that he's going to be in direct. And whether, for that matter, then, it wouldn't make a difference whether he sits outside of the school, or he sits on the outside of the gate of the school, or on the inside. However, the further and further you move the guard closer to the school, so the more and more, the closer you bring Iran to the coffee, and to the food, and to the guys, and to all the exciting monitors, and so on, that you can see all the secrets of the old city, so then the more and more interaction you have, the guard has by intel, so then the less and less he becomes there only for security. Then there's more and more interaction, and then the halacha is going to change. When it comes to Nashim, it'll change the Chumrah. Halacha Tezayin, we just have to read the halacha and just point out, Lo yimane odem apitropis al beso shelo yani gishtel karabera. It would seem that it's inappropriate to have a man who runs the domestic duties of the home, that according to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the halacha is that the person should not be, a man should not be in charge of what's going on in the house because of the Shash Arayas, which means, I remember I tutored for a wealthy family, and they had someone who they called the cook, who was not only the cook, he did many, many things in the house. If a person had to choose whether it be a male or a female, in such a case, it seems, according to Shulchan Aruch, a female should be better. The question is, what qualifies an apotropus? The Mepharshei of Shulchan Aruch point out, of course, that this already starts with Yosef HaTzadik, that we learned from the Maisim Lofifar. So that means that there's someone who's really a foreman, someone who's really, really running the house. You notice by Rabbi David Abu Chatzera, you have the one who's in charge who goes in and goes out, he wears as if he's he wears a butler's shirt, right? He doesn't wear like a real gabbai, a frock or anything like that. He wears a butler's shirt, but he's in charge of what's going on. So if there's a butler who's mamish in charge of what's going on in the house, I leave it for people who are greater to me to define what exactly is an apotropos. It could be, one could argue, that even if he's the butler and even if he's the cook, but if he's not in charge of the finances on some level, he's not in charge of the budget, maybe that doesn't apply. Yosef HaTzadik was even in charge of the budget. So then in such a case, maybe one could be makel, but before a person makes such a decision, he needs to keep this halacha in mind. One more halacha, Rabosai, let's get in, and that's the halacha Sif Chaf, and then I want to come back all the way from the beginning of this man, and then Be'ezer Hashem, I think we'll have done a good siyum on Hilchos Yichud. In halacha Chaf, we have the following. Also, Misha ain't lo isha Lo yilame tanokos. A person who is not married should not teach children. Not because of chas v'chalila there's any chash of error. We discussed before that if, God forbid, there's any chash that someone's going to teach a teach his children, he's suspect in any way of treating the children improperly, particularly any type of abuse. So in such a case, it's prohibited to have him teach. But here we're talking about a different chash. Yipnei she'imos habonim bo'ez l'beis ha'sefer l'dnei v'nimtzem izgar b'noshim. And I don't know a way out of this heter, this iser. And that is that there is a prohibition for a single man to teach children because it's common for women to bring their children to school, and because they bring their women to the women bring their children to school in such a case that there's too much interaction between the single man and the seishes ish, and it would be prohibited lahalacha for him to take this job. Now it depends what type of job it is. In other words, if we're talking about someone who's coming in and is teaching one period, I don't know if that here in Israel there's something that's called the mechanech. There's the primary teacher, and then there are other teachers who come in and do and teach smaller jobs. In other words, there's someone who teaches sports. There's someone who teaches one class of secular studies. It doesn't seem to me that in such a case that you would have that same type of shash. We're talking about someone who's a primary teacher. So then in such a case, nimsa nizgara panashim. That's halacha, Rabbi Sai. Shaila needs to be asked. I don't want to dwell on this right now. B'chein. Here is the shaila that comes up all the time, which I want to share with you a lamdus, as well as show you halacha l'maisa, and show you how holy women today follow this psach narach and are careful without, I think, many of them not even realizing it. Continues in the Chaber. V'chein isha lo tilameid k'tanim. First glance, you read the Shulchan Aruch, you'll say that we don't follow this today, but I'll explain in a moment. Women also should not teach young boys mipnei avoseihem, because the fathers shein boim biglal b'neihem d'nimtzu misyachadiv imah. We'll break the sif up into three parts. So the second part of the sif is that a woman should not teach boys. It seems like the girls would be brought by their mothers. The boys tended to be brought by their, or sometimes are brought by the fathers. Here it says, ultimate tanim, even small children. Here it's even young children in such a case because of the chash of yichud. Now, Rabosai, that, at first glance, we don't follow today at all. Here we have teachers that are women, that are kindergarten teachers, or here in Israel it's called teachers, gananot. So what's going on in this halacha in Shulchan Aruch? So Rabosai, I want to show you something gishmak. Let's make a gishmak of you. In Shulchan Aruch, the first halacha was that the reason why a single man can't teach is because he's going to be misgare benoshim. What's the second halacha? A woman can't teach little children because they're going to be miyached. Says the Beis Shmuel, Sif Katan Chav Aleph, Kan kasa misgare, will be isha kasa misyachadim mohem. Nire kan afilu naka yichud asur. A single man can teach in a school where the women come, because in such a case we're afraid of girui, that they're going to be drawn. Avol benashim lo shayach girui ve'ein isur elam isyachedes. The only time there's an isur is if they're going to come to the yichud. Rabosai, I have had, Baruch Hashem, two children in kindergarten here in Israel. I'll tell you, nashim kedoshos. I must have picked up my children hundreds of times. And the way it works here in Israel, it's mamish imlav neviim and b'nei neviim, or it's the kedusha of a Jewish woman. I have never, in 4 or 5 years, walked into the kindergarten once. The women are always careful that when they open the door of the. And I'm not even sure if they were ever taught these halachas. but they're always standing by the door. There was one ganenet that always had the children waiting outside, but I've never seen a man walk into the kindergarten here in Eretz Yisrael. Never seen once. And that's mamish akim in this Shulchan Aruch. It's mamish akim in the Shulchan Aruch. Now in America, where it takes place in a school, where it doesn't take place in an apartment, probably over there also you have lots of room to be matzir. Why? Because there is mamish a rishus harabim. The school is mamish a rishus harabim. But the point is that the only time it will be prohibited is when, as according to Beis Shmuel, I need to be matzik. And the Bnei Yisrael has never been to follow this. It is the only time there's going to be an Isser is if they're going to come, they're going to be in a matzv of Yichud. But if they're never going to be in a matzv of Yichud, so then in such a case it's mutter. Hence the minig in Klal Yisrael is to be makil in such a case. Just missed the last line in Shulchan Aruch. I guess Beis Hashem will finish it tonight. I also want to hear some of the Talmidim's questions and so on, because there are some topics that we didn't finish, but Beis Hashem will just conclude with this line later. Just in terms of the schedule for today, Beis Hashem, I think the way the schedule works is that